Hello and welcome to the Building Generational Black Wealth podcast. And again, I am your host, Keith B. Jones, and I'm continuing on with the 10 Commandments of Personal Finance. So give you a little background. We discussed the first two commandments already, which I think kind of hit home for a lot of people. So the first one was, you know, to invest 10% of your salary. The second one was to not loan money that you really cannot afford to loan out. And I thought those two were very, very important. But I also think this third one is very important because I remember when the book first came out, when I was lecturing on it, people thought I was crazy for saying this, but it actually turned out to be something that was beneficial to people. But people were not really feeling this third one. So I'm going to share it with you. So the third one is, I will save 6 months' salary. Now, people didn't like that. I will save 6 months' salary. So, and this is something that you can do. And, you know, the thing is, I think people didn't like it was because, well, it's restrictive. You know, in order to save 6 months' salary, perhaps some people have to cut a lot of things out or figure they got to make more money to keep things the way they are, you know, so they can enjoy their life. Nobody wanted to make the sacrifice. But if saving money is on your wish list, but you don't know where to begin, then this commandment is for you. So African-Americans have been often faced with financial barriers that have set us behind financially. But regardless of your economic status, saving money should be a priority. In this 10 commandment right here, this number three, I'll share with you how you can make a plan to save 6 months' salary and how easy it is really to do. You don't have to be a financial guru to get started. So the first step to successful saving is identifying your reason for doing so. You may have a financial emergency such as unemployment or unexpected bills that require you to have a cushion. Or you may be planning for the future, such as buying a house, paying for your children's college tuition, or planning for retirement. Regardless of your goals, write them down and attach specific numbers and timelines to them. So make sure you write it down. If you don't, you won't commit it to memory. Now, this is how you're going to do it. Curtailing expenses is the single best way to save money. A budget is an effective tool to help you track what you're spending and where you're spending it. Avoid unnecessary expenses by cooking at home, reducing energy consumption, and cutting your subscriptions or memberships you no longer need, like Netflix or any of those other ones. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Netflix and all that stuff, but I'm saying if it's not something that you're really using, then you may, you know, go to a smaller plan, or you may just get rid of it altogether just to be able to save money because you're not really using it anyway. At first, it may feel challenging to cut back on your expenses. However, with a little self-discipline, you'll find that this is really not as difficult as it seems. An emergency fund, just so you'll know, is money set aside to help you cover unexpected expenses like medical bills or unexpected car repair. It's important to have an emergency fund to avoid dipping into your savings account or retirement funds. Aim to have at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses saved in this fund. To get started, automate the process and have a portion of your paycheck deposited directly into your emergency savings account. So you never even touch the money. It just comes right out of your check if you can do that. Another thing you can do is increasing your income goes a long way in helping you achieve your savings goals. Look for part-time jobs, freelance work, or get creative with alternative sources of income. Starting a blog, a podcast, you know, like what I do. Selling your crafts online or picking up a side hustle can help you make money in your spare time. The extra cash will come in handy in reducing debt or expanding your savings account. Now, you'll also have to remember that saving requires discipline, consistency, and focus. One of the best ways to stay on track is by keeping your end goals in mind. Create a vision board that outlines the things you'd like to achieve. Keep it in a prominent place that you see every day. and remind yourself of what you're working towards. So I keep mine on the refrigerator so I can look at everything. Because I know I'm going to go to the refrigerator, right? So at one point in time, I used to have them all over my house. So I wouldn't forget anything. I would cut out pictures of things I would, like I want to buy a car. So I would cut a picture out of a magazine. I'd put it there so I can see it every day and say, this is what I'm working towards. Or, you know, if I was trying to get a home or something, I would cut a picture out of the home I wanted and put it on the refrigerator. And that way I'd always see it. You know, if I wanted, in my case, sometimes more customers, I'd take a picture of some people I thought looked like they could be customers of mine. I'd put them on the refrigerator and say, every day I need to be focused on doing this because this will get me money. So, you know, it's all kind of ways that you can do it. As you can see, it's a very simple thing. So saving money may seem like an impossible task because a lot of people are addicted to spending, you know, the self-proclaimed shopaholics. But it's not as difficult as it seems. By following these tips, you can achieve your financial goals and secure your future. Remember to stay focused, consistent, and disciplined. Whether you're saving for a rainy day, for future expenses, or retirement, the most important thing is to start. And small steps will get you there. Don't delay. Start today. I really hope that you got a lot out of this podcast today. And best of luck to you on your savings journey.